The book Hebrews, part 226. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written or have a question to ask, something to share with me, you can contact me on my WhatsApp number. It's plus 27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and families, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to start this week studying the word, the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 10. I'm just going to read the verse which we stopped with last Friday. I just want to just read it as a start off onto the next verse this morning. Hebrews 10:32. I say, but call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, you became enlightened, yea, endured a great fight of affliction. So in other words, we withstand the storms, not in our own power, but in the authority of the name of Yahushua, through which we are redeemed, through which the world, not knowing Him, are actually suffering. Why? Because it's so easy to accept Him as their own personal Savior and Redeemer. Now, we're going to look at verse 33, Hebrews 10:33. Partly what you were making a gazing stock, both by reapproached and afflictions, and partly what you became companions of them that were so used. He says he actually is explaining that Israel were like a mirror to the world. But today we, through the scripture, we can understand it better when you look at 2 Timothy 3:14. 2 Timothy 3:14. 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. This is one of the most important little scriptures in the Bible that sometimes just are missed and not seen as this importance. You know, I was an apprentice boilermaker, an artisan after I left school for 5 years. And I became a very good artisan, knowing my trade. And I'm not bragging or boasting about it. You will know if you are a good artisan or a good father, or you will know it yourself. Nobody needs to tell it to you. Now, always said, we as apprentices who were learning the trade were only as good as what our genuineness was. With every apprentice, there's an artisan, there's a genuine artisan, a tradesman, under which I received my training, under which I learned my trade. And if my gentleman who taught me were a sloppy joe type of guy, you know what? Then the way I would have been operating when I became a tradesman after writing my exams and everything after 5 years, becoming a full artisan boilermaker, I would have developed the same type of artisan personality, the same type of approach to certain work that had to be done. We were building this big abnormal trailers and tippers, pantechnicans, spawning goosenecks, low beds, and all these heavy duty transport vehicles, not the truck in the front, but all the trailers that they pull. So there were certain standards that had to be obtained, which were SABS standards, under which that trailer had to function. And it didn't come there by itself. It came there because of the artisan's craft that he learned. So what do I say? The better the artisan is, the better your apprentice will be who is learning from that artisan. Now, my artisan's name, I will never forget, was from Piet Buys. And you know what? He was specific that the tools in the afternoon had to be cleaned. You just don't put away dirty tools that's got stuff, grease and stuff and things on them. Everything had to be washed and clean and put away. And you know, because of my artisan, that it was his way. The last 20 minutes of the day was the time that he were spent with his tools. Because tomorrow morning, he doesn't have time to clean them when the hooter blows at 7 o'clock and we have to start working. Then everything must be right. You had to start the day with clean tools and everything that is in place. Certain machinery like grinder stones and big hammers and all this had to be locked away. So, why can I say today that I became a good artisan? Because I learned from the best. And this is what we need to continue. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of. And that's why today in the ministry, it is of utmost importance that we through our Bible College train our students to the best of our ability. But we have one plus point. You know what's that? That we don't do it from throughout ourselves. We do it because of the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh leads and teach us in all truth and faithfulness. So, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Today I can take certain machinery or let's call it machinery, and for many years I haven't touched steel building trailers anymore, but I had my own companies for many years. I was very young when I became a business owner, starting my own companies. Why? Because we wanted to better ourselves. The moment I became an artisan, I strive to become a charge hand. I strive to become a foreman. I strive to become a manager. You understand that? And the moment that I became a manager, the next thing is the boss. And no boss is going to step aside, so you take his business. So myself and my brother started our own companies. And we were partners most of our lives. And also being successful in business. So what do we learn? We continue in the things that we have learned from the trade. Because my brother, he was an apprentice also in boiler making at another company who was also building trailers. So be assured, continue now in the things that thou hast learned and be assured. It's important that we are trained in the revelation word. And that's why my students doesn't do a 3-year course, they do a 4-year course. 3 years in the eschatology, a course that is not in its own right in the world, one of a kind. Not theology, eschatology. Not eschatology as a 3-month little course here or a 6-month little part of a course of theology. I'm talking about 3 years flat out in eschatology. And the final year, the fourth year, is a theology where we are doing the practical parts of being a pastor. We teach our students, which is burying people, communion, doing communion, blessing children, not baptizing. We don't baptize babies because they don't have sin. And the things that a pastor needs to do, how to administrate a ministry. That's the things that we do. We train our people to the best of our ability. And when we say that on the end of the day, when our teachers become pastors, and there's men and women that have become pastors in the last 10 years, they are of the best that you can find. Not because they come from our Bible school, but because of the time that we put into their lives, the time we invested in their lives. And then after all, the course is totally free. They don't pay for it, not 1 cent. They need to buy the handbooks, but you don't pay for the course, the 4-year course. The Bible says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. So it's not just only sitting in a trade for 5 years, knowing after 5 years you're just going to get your trade papers. Because you have some apprentices that does that. They're messing around in that time. They don't even know half the things they need to use. But they are going to get their documentation or papers, becoming an artisan. Although they maybe failed that trade test, but we need to be assured of the things thou hast learned, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And this is why I'm so excited that what we are doing every day of our lives in the ministry, we know what we know. Why? Because it came through experience. The experience came through mistakes that we've made in the ministry. Mistakes that we made in our own lives. Which we now today can let the students know before offhand that there's a pothole. Don't drive in the rain. There's a pothole there. You won't see it because the road is wet. Don't go there. I've been there. I have burned a tire or bent a rim or a wheel. Don't go there. And this is what makes lives interesting. Is the experience that came through our own lives. Today is Yavist. We can apply that to other people's lives. Where other people can be of great value to the kingdom of Yahweh and Yahushua through the working of the Ruach HaKodesh, functioning in the revelation word. Hallelujah. This is it which is important. To be able that we are assured. Now, Apostle Paul says to Timothy, who was his student, did you know that? Timothy was Apostle Paul's student, and he served him for 3 years. He was taught for 3 years. I actually want to say, he went to Bible school for 3 years. And Apostle Paul made sure that Timothy knew everything. And then he placed him in different congregations, where Timothy became one of the pillars of that assemblies. To continue thou in the things, and I want you to think of it today, which thou hast learned. What have you learned up till today? How has the revelation word infiltrated your life up till today? What difference did the word of Yahweh made in your life up till today? For which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. This is the most important part when we are dealing with people trying to have souls saved, is that we have to be assured in what the scripture says and where the scriptures has been noted. We need to be assured. And you know what's the wonderful part of it, and I'm going to end with it, is Yahweh is not just leaving us just to battle our backsides off. No. No. In times of crisis, Yahushua will carry us through the tribulation and through that crisis, bringing us on the other side as conquerors in Yahushua. But yeah, till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.